对，okay, Simon Rishchas, Aval also bin Malacha. Were we picking it up again? Yud, right? Yeah.
You're too far.
Fine. So Behemishala Aval, Amuscharam Laacha. So let's say the Aval has animals rented out. Mutar asaych lasis behem melacha, so the renter can do melacha, like we said yesterday. Kivan shescharam, kind of shenasa oval, since it was rented out before it became an oval. Schiris kanya, and schiris is a kinyan. V'havin shel seicher, so basically the animals belong to the renter. La'achar klois yimei haschiris asar, but meaning let's say the rental is up during Shiva, he's not allowed to rent it again, the oval. Because that's a new business transaction, and business transaction is also fine. Yud Aleph, Mutter La'ovel, L'kabel Malacha La'asoysa Achri Me'aveloi. It's Mutter for a Ovel to be Mekabel Malacha to do after his Avela. So eventually, Yishkov La'yuna, as long as he doesn't weigh it and measure it, Kedera Shu Oysa B'Shar Pam, like he does other times. Meaning, let's say he's a tailor. So a guy can come to the Shiva, I think it would probably be a little insensitive, but a guy can come to the Shiva and say, hey, can I leave my suit over here for you to tailor after the Shiva? And that would be okay, as long as he doesn't say, okay, let me measure you up. That would be awesome. Yud Beis, Ha'yala'avil, let's say the Avil had stuff by the cleaners or by the tailor. Kivan Shiva Kablanos, since it's with Kablanos, meaning usually you pay a set fee. The kibbutz is a malacha kodesh shenasa oval, and he was makabel the malacha before he became oval. The gamu betzina bebeisah shabala malacha, and it's also betzina, meaning nobody knows that this malacha is being done for the oval. Lachem mutter loy la'asoysa is mutter for him to do it. Similar to on Shabbos, that you can give your shirts into the cleaners an hour or two before Shabbos, even though the cleaners will probably clean it on Shabbos because you gave him enough time to do it, and he's doing it on his own terms and his own time. You give him malachas binyan shel ha'avil, afilo de akum ube kablonis, but to do construction on a house, even if it's a guy doing it, ube kablonis, and he's contracted with makom rachak she'en Yisrael m'dorim sham, and it's a far away place to where the yidden don't live, aser, it is aser. All right, that there it's much more chomer. Like same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos, even if you have a guy doing kablonis, and he's contracted, so he's really working for himself. Still, on property, you're not allowed to do it. On real estate, you're not allowed to do it. And field work in somebody else doing it also with kablonis. Meaning he has a worker, a farmhand. And he's paying him a set price. Harishu is Rio Katsiro Kadoma, and he's sending him a set price for plowing, planting, harvesting, and similar things. Yesh Matirin, there are those that allow it. V'yesh Oisrim, there are those that don't allow it. Now, why would this be allowed? Because there's no Marasai in here. Because they sort of that's that was expected. Fit to be done that way, so that's why there are makilim, and the Eisim say no, it's no different than anything else. Fine, Yudalid. Malacha ain't housework is not considered malacha. And sometimes you get this question, even though usually there's enough food rolling around Avol's houses that nobody has to cook. But bottom line is, it's mutter for a woman. When she's in Oval to bake or to cook, to do housework that's necessary to Rabba Masha ain't a tzarachlo also, but only the things that's not necessary, it's also v'chein, mishareses. Let's say the help, the domestic help, became an Oval. Avapishahimishareses, even though she works in the house to get paid. Mutulalas is called Tsarabaya. She could do everything in the house. Avaloisasimasha. But she can't do what she it doesn't need to do. Except, meaning anything that she's doing just in order to earn more money is not allowed. V'chol shekein shelo yitzeis min habayis. She's not allowed to leave the house either. K'mo shaar avel, just like any other avel, she's not allowed to leave the house. Tesvav shnei shutvim chen v'nim she'iru evel echamim. So this is a fairly common. You have a partner in a business. He's talking about a store, but there's partners, and one of them becomes an avel. Noyelim chanusim. You have to lock up the store. Shelo yaseh shutuf b'farhesya, because he shouldn't have the shutuf. He shouldn't be doing it b'farhesya. Avo yochel lasis b'tzina b'sech beisai, but the partner can do work b'tzina in his house. Afilu be'esek ha'shutvus, even if it's part of the business of the partner, meaning and the partner is going to gain. V'mavel hu adam choshuv, and if the avo is adam choshuv, ha'shutvus nikra al shemoi, and everybody knows that it's his business. Sheyesh lavo chelek bai, and meaning it's everybody knows. Let's say it's Warren Buffett's business, right? So even though this guy has a partnership in it, but since if it would be Warren Buffett sitting shiva, also l'sheni lasis, then it would be also for his partner to do the work of filu b'sach pesa even at home. If it's going to be a big loss, they should ask a shayla to be matter after 3 days. Fine. Okay, so that's the dinim of a goy oval not doing malacha on when he's an avela, and there's very similar halachas to a goy doing malacha for a yid on Shabbos. Simen reish tes iser rechitza v'sicha nilas asano v'tasha shamita. So these are from the most common questions, at least the rechitza and the sicha, the washing and the anointing are the most common questions that get asked by avelos. So let's see. Also, lirchatz kol gufa filu b'tzayin. You're not allowed to wash your body, even the entire body, with cold. Meaning, not even your entire body, but even with cold. Al panav yodav raglav. But hands, feet, and face, b'cham and osur, with hot water it's osur, b'tzayin and mutter, with cold water it's mutter. Urchitza b'cham and osur kol shloshim, many avelim don't know this, to take a hot shower is also the whole shloshim, afilu locha farosh, even just to wash his hair is not allowed. V'gam rechitzas kol haguf, b'tzayin, even to wash the whole body in the cold, imhi l'sainuk, if you enjoy it, then also kol shloshim, it's also the whole 30 days. Ve'isha l'tzarech hafifa shekadim tefillah, and if a woman has to do mikvah prep before tefillah, mutaras luchatz b'chamin la'achar shiva, after shiva she's allowed to wash in hot water. She won't have mikvah prep during shiva because she doesn't go to the mikvah during shiva. V'lein nilvishas levonim, and to wear white for the 7 clean days, that's also allowed. All right. He doesn't bring that there's any heter if you're dirty. It's very interesting. I mean, he's going to bring into the next one a little bit, but it's not, meaning when you're dirty, if you're literally dirty, you're allowed to wash that off. That's not a problem, not even on Yom Kippur. Let's say somebody slips in the mud and he's dirty.
It's probably because it's pashat.
You think so?
Why does he bring it? Of course, if you're dirty, we're talking about bathing for pleasure.
Shulchan Aruch brings it. Okay, let's see. Bay Yoledes Shiru LaEvel V'Hitzricha Lirchatz. If you have a Yoledes, she just gave birth, and she needs to wash herself. Mataras Gambas Shiva. She is also allowed to bathe during Shiva. Ach B'Yom Rishon Yesh LaAchmir. First day of Shiva should be Machmir. Emein LaTzara Kol Kach. If she doesn't have such a need. V'chein Mishu Istinis. Somebody who's finicky, shimla yirchitz yitzar harbe. See, this is how you define an istinus. He's going to have a lot of pain. V'yavli de mechush, and it's going to turn into a sickness, from the word chashash. Mutal lo lirchitz, he's allowed to wash. V'chein, meaning he doesn't have to be sick mamish. Then of course he can be. They're talking about it's even if he becomes a mechush, right? Meaning like a headache or something minor, if that's what it's going to lead to. You're allowed to wash. Somebody who has Irbuvia on his head, meaning his hair is sticky. And he could comb his hair in hot water. Gimel also loss of a feel of kolshu. You're not allowed to smear any ointments on, even a kolshu and mechamel tainug. If the kavana is to do it for pleasure, avolimhu mechamel lahavra zayma, but are you putting it on there to remove sweat? And it's mutter because you mention refuah. And same thing for refuah, and she yeshet chatatim. But Raisha has got issues with his head or dry skin, etc., etc. So then it's mutter. But otherwise, creams are also. The makeup is the big one. All right, so really, the whole shloshim, women should not wear makeup. But a woman who's married is allowed to, so she doesn't become disgusting to her husband, and a girl in shidduchim. So it's interesting because that comes out that most women are allowed to put on makeup. It could be even in the, during Shiva, but Shiva is not as poshut. Because if they're young and they're not in Shidduchim, so they're not usually wearing makeup. If they're in Shidduchim, so they could wear makeup. If they're married, they could also wear makeup. So basically, almonas, that's what it applies to. Talat Misha Tekvu, if the Avelus, it gets strong. Meaning, she'iru le'shtei avelus zu achar zu. He has two avelus, one after the other. Meaning, he loses, he has to sit Shiva one after the other. Mutar lo lirchutz b'tzayin, and then he's allowed to wash in cold water after the first Shiva. Fine. Hey, isra nilas zandahu dafka b'shel or. This thing about not wearing shoes is only if they're leather. Aval shel beged or shel gemi. But if it's made out of clothing, or gemi is like plastic, I say, or I hear, I shall eat or wood, then it's mutar. It's only called a shoe. It was made out of leather, which is what we do on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av too. If you have a wood shoe and it's not lined, it's covered with leather, then that's asur. But they say orthotics are allowed, and maybe because orthotics is not really part of the shoe; it's an insert. Right, Avisha Oval also benilas a sandal, even though an oval can't wear shoes. Right, because all the brachas of Birchas Hashachar really are supposed to be said as you do them. Right, so asali kotzarki is going on shoes. So how do you go make that bracha if you're not allowed to wear shoes? Yeah, we still do it because it's going on the concept. Fine. You led this. Koshaloshim yom. A woman who gave birth within 30 days, Taras benilas, she could wear shoes. Chen chayla umishyesh maka baraga. Chayla, somebody has a maka on his foot. Mepneishatzina koshalem, because cold is difficult for them. So it's very difficult to allow these things nowadays because so many shoes are not leather. And since so many shoes are not leather, it's not that big a deal, anyways. To wear shoes. So it's very hard to allow somebody to wear leather shoes nowadays. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night and besuras tavis.